So our charity of the week this week is the Great North Air Ambulance Service. We've been hearing from Joe and Mandy. Joe, who's over in the UK chatting to us today. Joe, CEO of the Great North Air Ambulance, I have to ask you, how did you get involved with it in the first place?
I was actually enticed out of retirement to come and work for the charity. I've been working in the healthcare system in the NHS Ambulance Service for 35 years. I finished as an executive director for the South East Coast, that's Kent, Surrey and Sussex. And I became aware that GNAS were looking for a new CEO. So I volunteered to come and join them in their task.
And you can tell from what we've been hearing from you earlier this week, it's something you're clearly really invested in, and the amount of different things that you get involved with and the people that you meet and the stories that you come across, it must keep you invested in it, and presumably is why you're so passionate about it.
Oh, absolutely. The team we have here are absolutely second to none. You know, to have the courage to come and work for a charity where funding is uncertain is a real testament to people's belief in what they're doing. And when they provide the care to patients that they do at the level that they're providing care, bearing in mind we're only ever going to the worst of the worst cases, it really is just rewarding to see how the team go about their role and the care that they can provide to patients.
Do you know what? I will say at this point as well, I should suggest that people do go check out on your website the patient stories, because when you talk about the different sort of incidents that you turn up to, and it is, you know, sort of the really extreme incidents, it's incredible to read the stories, isn't it, of the people who have come through that you have helped that probably in some cases might not be here today.
No, that is very, very true. And we have a particular case of a young lady called Samantha who's been, her incident was 6 years ago, and she is now supporting us on every available opportunity to share her story and share. It really just gives a degree of a different depth and degree of understanding for people when they're trying to understand, okay, so what makes an air ambulance service different from the regular ambulance that might turn up? And it's not just about the mode of transport that we come in, but it's the level of care that we can bring to patients.
I mean, you say that, you are extraordinarily well equipped, aren't you? I mean, the sort of things that you can do when you turn up in that air ambulance is incredible, isn't it?
It is. You know, if you consider that the interventions that we're making for patients, be it the roadside, at their bedside, wherever that might be, which could be anything from providing a general anaesthetic to put people to sleep, because when the body's had a significant sort of bit of damage, it starts to fight itself. And if you can put someone to sleep, you actually calm everything down. It lowers their blood pressure and it increases their chance of surviving. We provide blood transfusions wherever they might be needed. In fact, the Great North Air Ambulance Service, through one of our doctors, Dr. Rachel Hawes, OBE, she pioneered blood on board, as it's known, and that's now used by every air ambulance in the UK. That was some 10 years ago. So we have had some really good pioneering initiatives where we've led the field for air ambulances right across the country.
Something to be very proud of, and something we are so fortunate to benefit from here on the Isle of Man. And Mandy, obviously you're here on the Isle chatting to me today, and it is fabulous, isn't it, that, you know, the service, the HEMS service with regards to the Isle of Man air bridge has been renewed, as Joe was saying earlier this week, for the next 5 years.
Yeah, most definitely. It's such an important service for us to have on the Isle of Man. I mean, the hospital here is fantastic. The staff up there, absolutely brilliant. But we can't get away from the fact that there are certain treatments that we just can't have here and access. So to be able to have a team that can come in, provide that treatment as soon as they're arriving on the scene, continue with that treatment, and then get the patient to a major trauma centre is just phenomenal.
And Mandy, of course, you being an air ambulance, there might be a bit of an assumption that it's you guys that do the sort of coverage for the TT. That's not exactly what you do. However, you do have a link with the TT this year.
We do, yeah. So there is always quite a bit of confusion regarding the TT and helicopters coming into the Isle of Man. We currently don't fly at night, so that's when the Coast Guards come in. So all those people that blame me for waking them up with my helicopter, that's not me. Over the race periods, there's a company called MRMS that they come in, and they cover the riders over the race periods. So any accidents involving the riders, they have their own helicopters with their crew, and they will come in and transfer that patient to Nobles Hospital.
And tell us about this TT experience that you've got on the go.
Yeah, we're really looking forward to TT. So we've been chosen by the motorsport team as the charity of the year for the TT, which is very exciting, which covers the Manx Grand Prix as well. They have very kindly given us various things that and with other bits and supporters that we already have, we've been able to put together a whole package, which we're having a raffle for. So it's things like, for people off the island, you'll be able to travel to the island, and a hotel accommodation for next year's TT is included in the prize. Start line passes, a VIP tour of the control tower, lots of different things, Mercury Club access. So it's going to be a really great package put together for somebody to win for next year's TT.
Hex, how do people enter that?
So we will have tickets available on our website, and we have an area up at the Fan Park this year. So we'll be right in the centre of that. Different gazebos where we're going to have some crew equipment that people can come and have a look at to give them an idea of what kind of things the crew carry. We're going to have some demonstrations happening there. We'll have the raffle and some merchandise. And then we've actually got a PlayStation motorbike that one of our corporate partners, IFGL, have very kindly loaned us over the TT period. So people will be able to come in there, give us a little donation, go on that, do the TT game. We're going to have a leaderboard, get some of the riders involved as well. Anyone that's interested in their gaming can come and have a go on that and see if they can top their favourite rider.
Are you going to have a go, Mandy?
I am rubbish. I am rubbish. My midlife crisis was a tattoo and learned to ride a motorbike. I had one lesson and I'm stuck with a tattoo that I hate.
Oh, no.
But never mind. You live and learn, don't you?
Well, then I should ask them, which rider are you going to be following this year? Who do you want to win this year?
Well, I have to say, can I actually say? Oh, I'm going to say it. I'll just say it. So Nathan Harrison, our very own lovely Nathan Harrison, has just come on board with us as an ambassador. So Nathan's got our vote. We'll be there cheering him on. But we are here the rest of the time, and it can really be anything. Sports injuries, heart attacks, RTCs, all kinds of things. I think when the call comes in to us, not directly to us, it goes through the emergency services joint control room. It's categorised there. And if it meets a certain criteria, we are then called out. And it's typically 4 to 6 minutes from getting that call to the helicopter lifting off, which is just mind-blowing. And then 35 minutes, really, to get to the Isle of Man, to anywhere on the island. So it's the help is not far away.
And, of course, obviously, with it being a helicopter as well, it's presumably easy to access certain places on the island much quicker than a road ambulance would do.
Yeah, there's lots of places that we, just are completely inaccessible to a road ambulance. And also, we all like to go out. The Isle of Man is such a beautiful place, so we love to go out hiking. I say we. Other people love to go out hiking, riding their bikes, open water swimming, all kinds of things. I know you enjoy doing that as well. So it's, but with all of those things can come risks. So being able to get there and access people and be able to offer them assistance by helicopter is a great thing. Yeah,
absolutely. And Joe, obviously you've been involved some years with the service. I mean, what are some of the more sort of challenging incidents that you can recall being involved with where you guys have really kind of excelled and been able to help?
Well, we obviously, when we get a call to incidents that involve people trying to enjoy the outdoors, but then they have significant accidents, that can create very, very sort of difficult access arrangements for people to come, for rescuers to come to. So the aircraft comes into its own in that kind of environment. But it's even in those environments, we can only land where it's safe to land. So our crews do often have to then trek from the landing spot to where the patient might be. I think it's also the collaboration with some of the other emergency services where we are able to excel, whether that's with working with the Air Sea Rescue Service or Mountain Rescue. There was a recent incident in the Northwest where we had a combined incident involving the Coast Guard helicopter, Mountain Rescue, and ourselves to get the patient to the appropriate care facility. So every incident creates its unique challenges, and we ensure that we bring the right skills and the right experience to that scene to ensure that that patient, any patient, is managed as best as possible for the incident that might have happened.
Yeah, and obviously you've worked very closely alongside the Isle of Man Ambulance Service as well, don't you?
We do, and we've been invited over to you talked about the TT earlier. Whilst we're not providing direct support to the TT riders, we will have a crew, a road-based crew on the island throughout the TT in support of the Isle of Man Ambulance Service, so that that additional skill set that would normally be provided by us is also available on the island in support of the ambulance service. And what we're seeing now is a very, very close collaboration between GNAS and the Isle of Man Ambulance Service. And I'm hopeful that now we've got this long-term contract secured between us, that we can enhance that support that we provide and the learning experience of those colleagues in broadening their exposure and learning to some of the incidents that we deal with they might not routinely be dealing with.
And you mentioned that the aircraft themselves, the helicopters themselves, and you are getting to a point, aren't you, where you're going to need to think about replacing some of those aircraft. So sort of now more than ever, really, you're looking for support from the public, aren't you?
Absolutely. So we have our Operation SOS running, which is a capital campaign to secure our service. It's about securing the service for generations to come between now and the next 5 to 15 years. What that means is that the aircraft that we're currently flying are reaching the end of their economical viability. And what that means is that they're no longer in production. Parts are becoming increasingly scarce to find and increasingly more expensive. If I gave you an example of a component that we had to source last year, it was called the main rotor mast. We could only find one in the world. It was in the States, and it cost us £181,000 as a replacement part. So as you can imagine, charities can't sustain those sorts of financial shocks. And so we are now embarking on a complete fleet replacement to bring the fleet up to date, the most modern helicopters GNAS will have ever flown, and they're still 6 years old to us. They are still in production, so it's the Airbus H145, and it's the most popular HEMS helicopter in the world. There are over 550 flying in Europe alone. And so we are really modernizing our aircraft fleet. And again, as you heard me maybe mention earlier, that will enable us to do other things such as fly at night, which is a service that hasn't been available up till now.
Oh, well, we wish you all the best with that. And there are ways, as Mandy was saying to us earlier this week as well, about how people can support. And I've noticed that you've got a couple of campaigns on the go at the minute. Mandy, I'm really intrigued by the Written in the Sky campaign. Can you tell us a bit about that?
Yeah, it's a fantastic campaign. So there will be space on the helicopter to people can sign up £100 and have your name on the helicopter. How amazing is that? It's going to be great for people that, you know, there's always those people you just don't know what to buy them, isn't mm-hmm. there? Perfect for that. Great in memory of people as well. So yeah, it'd be a really special campaign to get on board with. No pun intended.
I like the pun, yeah.
No pun intended. And we've actually also got a lovely silver commemorative coin as well that people can get in addition to that. So yeah, it's a really special campaign. Looking forward to that. Haven't quite got my name, my order filled in as yet, but it's definitely going in.
And you can get all the details on the website for that. And also, Whirly Bird Walkies is back.
It is, yeah. Yeah, people can get out there with their dogs as well. And that's the great thing about GNAS, actually. There's so many different, almost every month, there's a different challenge that goes on that people can get involved with. I did one myself in January, a Walk the Wall challenge, which was 84 miles throughout January, which, you know, after Christmas and all that overindulging, it was great to get me off the sofa, out walking. I've got some cracking pictures of me walking along Douglas Promenade, snow, sleet. It wasn't an easy challenge, but it was great, and raised some money for a really good cause.
It is a really good cause, and we're very grateful for you guys and what you do, and hopefully a lot of people will be listening will want to support you. So we'll just remind us then, Jo, where do people go to find out more about the Great North Air Ambulance and how they support you?
So we are available on either the website, greatnorthairambulanceservice.co.uk. We are www.gnas.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, the Great North Air Ambulance Service, or the Manx Facebook page, which is specific to the helicopter service in the Isle of Man.
Great stuff. Well, we wish you both all the very best. Thanks for talking to us this week. It's been wonderful finding out more about the service. And yeah, good luck in getting those new helicopters. All very exciting. We'll be able to find out more details, as just mentioned, on the website and Facebook. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The Charity of the Week, brought to you by Kell Properties.